Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Venice International Film Festival. You will die at 20. Now, this is not a warning for our younger listeners out there listening to the radio. This is one of the great films that's being presented at the Giornate degli Autori section of the festival. And I'm very happy to have the filmmaker with me, Amjad Abu Alala.
Hey.
Thank you very much for joining us. So I'm excited to talk with you about this film. There's so much that I would like to ask you. As I said before the interview, this film is right up my alley. But for the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with the film yet, would you like to maybe say something to introduce it a little bit?
Yeah, I'm very glad the film is here in Della Torre and in Venice, because this film, it came from a country that stopped doing cinema for 20 years. The last feature film was 1998, and to make this, it was really hard to make a film in a country that doesn't have even infrastructure for cinema. So I had to stay in Sudan. I live in Dubai. I had to stay in Sudan to prepare this film for 2 years, to prepare the actors for the cinema camera, to the cinema mood, and, you know, then to do all what needed to convince the government, the past government that we took with the revolution, you know, Islamic government, by we are doing a film and it's fine. You know, that took a long time. Anyway, the film is You Will Die at 20. It's based on a novel, short novel, from Hamour Ziada, Sudanese writer. It's called Sleeping on the Mountain Feet, and co-writing between me and another writer, Yusuf Ibrahim. And yeah, and we shoot it in the middle of Sudan. It's a place that my father related to. It's called Al Jazeera. Jazeera, that means the island. So the film, it's mostly talking about death and freedom. How Sudanese people deal with death idea daily. And at the same time, how they put sometimes, you know, like rules, a lot of rules on the characters than on the person, you know, like the society rules, government rules, religion rules, and maybe the film is focusing on that.
And is death something that you think about a lot, death?
I thought I'm not, but yeah, I faced something when I was a kid. Oh. When my friend died, and my aunt, she was raising me, and she we go to his funeral, and after 3 months she died, and I stopped talking for 1 year, maybe I stopped talking at all. Wow. And then I talked very little till I discovered cinema in university, and I start talking like now I can't stop talking, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like I recover all the silence that I had in my childhood.
Also talking through film.
Yes.
So
exactly.
Film is also a means of communication for you.
It's a voice.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now, I wanted to know a little bit more about Sudan, actually, and the whole situation with cinema stopping. Some, you know, folks, including myself, may not be as familiar with the history of that, that background. And if you could also tie to that, why, in the end, you decided to commit to such a lengthy project in actually making a film there?
Sudan always been free. People there had that freedom in 70s and 60s, and maybe the film trying to say that somehow, till the Islamic government came, the Muslim Brotherhood, and they ruled in 1989, and they stopped the cinema, but they didn't say don't do cinema. They just cut the money for the cinema, and they cut all the sources for that, and they become, you know, very sensitive about what you talk about. And so the past filmmakers, they just stopped doing films. And now, everything through the last 10 years in Sudan, all the people, they just felt enough of everything in political, including cinema. So I think the cinema revolution was just evolving and evolving, just like the people refusing and refusing the system. That's why I shot the film in 17th December, in December. Yeah. And it was by chance, by coincidence, the first day of the revolution.
Yeah, really?
So I always say, like, I said action at the morning, and, you know, at the same day,
wow,
the guys, like, go to the streets in another city. I mean, you know, like 6 hours different. We shot the film during all that political events. And when I finished the shooting and I finished part of the editing, the revolution here came to the April days, which is the biggest part. I stopped the editing and I back to Sudan. I stayed 2 months on the streets. I sleep in the streets with my crew. We slept there in the set-in for 2 months. I stopped the editing. And then I back to edit again after.
No, speaking of Sudan and the setting itself, I felt like the way that you filmed the movie was actually, I could sense a warmth for the place, a love for the place. So there is that as well. You're trying to represent the beauty of the place too.
You're right, because I lived most of my life in Dubai, but I lived in that places 5 years of my teenagehood. So it's kind of that memory, you know, you will never forget your teenagehood memories. And I lived there, and I took the film to be shot in that area in Sudan. Not I live in Khartoum now, all my family, you know, fancy home. But I wanted to go back to what I remember in my childhood. Maybe that's make it a warm scenes somehow.
But so going back to the story, is there a significance to the fact that, I know this film is based on a short story, but you making the film, that makes it a lot your own. The fact that he is a young man, the protagonist of this film, does it have a significance beyond the story itself, like a hopefulness for the future?
That's right. The film is a short story. Definitely when we make this, I mean, write the script, it was, we added characters and we work a lot in details. Maybe it's even different from the script, but from the original novel, I mean. But yeah, the film is trying to talk mostly about the freedom. For me, I was trying to tell Muzammil, the character, you need to go out, kid. You need to run. You need to run from all these rules of political rules around you. The mother, and the mother in the film, she's the one, she's the hand of God. She's the hand of the holy men and God and political and everything. She was kept him like a slave of her out of love. But at the same time, she maybe loved the rules more than she loves him.
Right.
So I think the character of Sulaiman was there speaking on me.
Yes.
Speaking for me by telling him, you need to experience. You need to try even to sin. You need to try to sin, because to sin and not to sin, it's part of your experience as a life, and that you will put it about each other. And I think that's what he tried to do during the film. To experience life.
That reminds me of Pierre Bourdieu, you know, the
poet. Yeah.
Instantly reminded me of that. Also running away from destiny. You just mentioned rules, but also running away from your own destiny. Imagine being born and you're like, you're gonna die, you'll die at 20.
Yeah.
What do you do? You know,
exactly.
How do you react?
And who decided that is your destiny?
Right.
They told you that is your destiny, but are you sure? How you believe that? Even the destiny, can we change destiny? Let's say it's really this is his destiny. I think, okay, this is the destiny, you need to experience another ways around it.
Yes.
Or at least make it a good destiny.
It's not easy, though.
Yeah.
Even sometimes you yourself are the barrier.
Yeah.
That's the interesting thing.
Yeah.
So actually, we're running out of time, but I want to ask you about the actors, just a little bit about the actors, especially the lead actor of your movie. You know, he was fantastic. Well, how did you...
That was one of the best experience for me during this film.
Right.
Because there is no cinema there, that means there is no cinema actors there. Most of them, the actors there were doing theater or cheap TV drama. And the cheap one, I mean, because even the government that doesn't support the TV drama. So before 1 year and a half before shooting the film, I started casting for the new faces, and I knew who I want from the professional ones. So the film is mixed between professional, but you know, I work on the professional ones more than I work on the new ones.
Right.
Because I need to take the theater out and I need to take the TV out, you know. And it was beautiful to do the casting, and I found Mustafa Shahata, who played the role of Muzammil, and he's just like, I saw everything in his eyes. I think he's the last one I work with.
Right.
Yeah, because he was just Muzammil, the character. And the guy is so talented, and really, I love the way that we work in the character, talking more than acting about the character for 1 year.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you, really. I wish you all the best with the film. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very glad.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thanks a lot. Gracias.
How was the heat?
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.